Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying 28 Advent Scriptures, and this is Day 11, The Spirit Will Rest Upon Him, Isaiah 11, 1-3. And welcome to Wednesday, the second week of Advent. Let's pray together. Lord, I love these scriptures we're going to be looking into. Just the anticipation and joy and wonder of this child you're sending, this Messiah. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For the next 3 days, we'll be examining the important and beautiful messianic prophecies found in Isaiah 11, 1 through 10. Today, we'll consider the first three verses. I'll read those for us. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. A few chapters earlier, Isaiah had prophesied the fall of the Davidic kingdom, of destruction, and then a word of hope. The holy seed will be the stump in the land, Isaiah 6:13. But the tree will not be cut off forever. Isaiah 11:1, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. Jesse, of course, is the father of David, and from this Davidic line a new king will come. In Isaiah 11:10, the Davidic Messiah is called the root of Jesse. In Revelation, we read of Jesus, Revelation 5:5, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. Revelation 22:16, I am the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. Our passage also calls this messianic figure the branch, a designation that occurs several other times in Scripture. Isaiah continues with a description of Messiah's character in sharp contrast to the injustice, idol worship, and rebelliousness against Yahweh that he sees all around. Verses 2 and 3, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and power, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. The word Spirit, Ruach, occurs 4 times in this passage. The Messiah will be anointed by the Spirit, full of the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, ministering in the Spirit. It is appropriate that walking in the fullness of the Spirit be characteristic of Messiah's disciples as well. Observe the qualities that the Spirit imparts to the Messiah to make him a leader and ruler of the people. 1. Wisdom here involves prudence in secular affairs, skills in the arts, moral sensitivity, and experience in the ways of the Lord. 2. Understanding is a synonym of wisdom. The basic idea here is the ability to discern between alternatives, which leads to wisdom, discernment. 3. Counsel. The verb means to give counsel, deliberate, purpose, determine. In Isaiah 9:6, we saw that Messiah is called Wonderful Counselor. He has the wisdom to advise others on their course of life. He is the king who has no need of counselors to guide him. 4. Power or might, especially royal power. The verb means to prevail, be mighty, have strength, be great. What the Messiah determines in all his wisdom to do, he has the power to bring to pass. 5. Knowledge of Yahweh. This is a general term for knowledge. It particularly describes knowledge that is of a personal, experimental nature, technical knowledge or ability, as well as discernment. The Messiah knows the Father intimately. The resurrected Christ is omniscient, all-knowing. And then six, the fear of the Lord. Fear isn't used here in the sense of terror, but of reverence, respect, and piety. This section closes with the promise, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. The Father is the Son's greatest delight. The Messiah is uniquely equipped to govern well. No human king has all these qualities. Because Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and anointed by the Holy Spirit, he is also the baptizer in the Holy Spirit, desiring to pour out the Holy Spirit's power into our lives, limited only by our openness to him. Open your heart to him today. Surrender all, and let his Holy Spirit flood you afresh. Discussion question 11, based on Isaiah 11:1-3. Why do we resist letting the Messiah govern our own lives? Why don't we seek his counsel more often? Why is surrender to his wise leadership so difficult for us? What can we do about this hardness we find in ourselves? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are full of the Spirit. Pour your Spirit afresh on us. Wash us. Renew us. Give us your wisdom and power. We pray in your holy name.